It is Friday morning on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Friday morning, it's fun. Sarah's got her coffee.
I do.
I don't have my coffee this morning. One of these days, I'm gonna break in and do it.
There's coffee downstairs.
I know.
And it's good coffee.
I hear it's good coffee. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin. They have the good stuff too. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Great institution of higher education doing some fantastic stuff, including supporting us here on the Coffee Hour on KFUO. Check them out. Concordia University, Wisconsin, CUW.edu. Speaking of education, fun guest in studio. Bright guest too, but always something fun to talk about. Taxes. Don't you want to talk about taxes today?
Sounds really exciting, actually.
In studio with us today, Sue Nominson. She's CEO of the St. Louis-based Lutheran Elementary School Association, also known as LESA to folks here in St. Louis. Sue, good morning. Welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Well, thanks, Andy. It's always great to be here with you and Sarah, and thanks for letting me join you and your listeners today.
We have, I heard there are some interesting changes to tax laws here in Missouri and possibly in Illinois as well that affect Lutheran school families as they're considering enrollment, or if they have students enrolled in Lutheran schools. These laws will affect us in some ways. What is the scoop?
Well, you know, you're absolutely right, and we're very excited. This is certainly not an answer to the school choice issue, but it is definitely an advancement for families who want to look at something other than public education for their children. And, you know, as a Lutheran faith-based school organization, we are thrilled to see these advances. Of course, the federal tax legislation that was passed at the 11th hour in 2017 changed many things, and one of those was that law allows now families to use their 529 funds, which previously had to be used only for post-secondary education. Those funds can now be used with some limitations for kindergarten through 12th grade private parochial education, I should say. So as a private education provider through, you know, faith-based education here in the St. Louis area, we're just so excited that families can use some of these savings that they have been accumulating to help pay their tuition. And Andy, as you know, tuition is a struggle for many families these days. You know, our schools provide an excellent academic instructional program. We've got that faith-based component based on our Lutheran doctrine. You know, it's a wonderful place to have your child in a Lutheran school these days, but it's a struggle for so many families. And this will allow those families who have been able to save a little bit of money for education to use that now for kindergarten through grade 12.
For a layman who doesn't know a lot about 529, you mentioned 529 plans.
Right.
Explain it to me in layman's terms. Help me understand what that is, because I feel like I'm behind the eight ball here, that I probably should know more about this.
Well, you know, you're not the only one, Andy. Many parents don't realize that they have the opportunity to save funds. If you are married filing jointly, up to $16,000 a year. If you're a single tax filer, up to $8,000 a year. And you're putting these funds into what they call a 529 plan, which, of course, is always linked to the IRS code. Mm-hmm. And this plan was originally set up to help families start saving for post-secondary education for their children. Tuition, depending on the type of school, some of the other fees were permissible for the use of those funds. The nice part of that was that you did not have to pay any taxes on the earnings on those accounts. So you were, you know, having that opportunity to save that money to use at a later date. This legislation in 2017 opened the door so that families could use those funds for kindergarten through 12th grade private education. In the state of Missouri, the tax law is such that you can use up to $10,000. Again, a family filing joint taxes can use up to $10,000 of those funds for kindergarten through 12th grade. So, you know, it's a wonderful opportunity that helps families afford the cost of private education. And, of course, we're looking at our families who are struggling to pay the cost of Lutheran elementary school education.
So how can families take advantage of this if they haven't come across it before or don't have any idea how to actually take advantage of it? How can families do that?
Well, in Missouri, we have a great website. And in fact, we will be posting a letter from our state treasurer, Eric Schmidt. There is a website, MissouriMost.org, that gives families information on exactly how to set up a 529 plan, what the parameters of that plan are, and the blessings and benefits to the families using those funds.
Now, Missouri, it's fairly clear. Thank you for explaining that for me in terms that I understand.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I have to always bring things down to an easier level when reading through some of this information myself. So
my wife does the taxes. God bless her. I'm thankful for my wife who does our taxes.
Yeah, my husband does ours.
You are blessed.
So it's pretty clear in Missouri, and what a blessing for us, especially for families who are looking at Lutheran education K through 12, you know, for all 13 of those years. And, mm-hmm. and our family probably longer because we're doing preschool as well. And we're very grateful for, to have a Lutheran preschool where our son is already coming home and showing us all the great things that he's learning there. And we know that he's cared for. And most importantly, that the Word of God is the greatest resource that they have in that school, and that he's hearing that regularly.
Absolutely. That's the big difference in Lutheran education. It's incomparable to anything else that's offered these days.
Just this week, pictures posted of our bonus pastor. We have a bonus pastor. He's retired. And so he has ample time to come spend in the school, and he visits each of the preschool classes, I think even kindergarten as well, and has a time. He reads Bible lessons in each of the classrooms, and there are pictures that they share in our private Facebook group of all the kids just like crowded around him and giving him hugs and stuff after story time. That's what I love about having a Lutheran school that my child can attend, because I know that he's hearing the Word of God. I know that he's being cared for. Fortunately, my wife is there too. She's a part of the team at St. Mark's, and so she gets to check in on him once in a while as well. But there's just this wonderful community where the Word of God is the heart of it.
There is, and that foundation that is being grown from that very early age will stay with that child forever. And our schools educate for eternity. It's not just through those pre-K through 12 years. It is for eternity.
Well, we are very grateful for it. Now, I know there have been the tax law changes may make some difference in Illinois, but it's not quite clear yet exactly what that is going to mean for families.
You are correct. The federal mandate, of course, allows now the Illinois families to use their 529 plans for kindergarten through 12th grade private education. But Illinois still hasn't worked out the details on how they're going to allow deductions and things of that nature. They have started, though, a new program called Invest in Kids. And it is a tax credit program that will allow families or individuals who donate to a recognized and approved scholarship granting organization a tax credit for a portion of their donation. And then those funds are set aside to support need-based tuition assistance for private education in the state of Illinois. But that's just rolling out, and it's still in its very early stages, so we're not as informed about that. But it's important to us because we do have 8 elementary schools in the state of Illinois that we serve. Mm-hmm. So we're keeping our eyes open on that as well.
Speaking of scholarships, I'm glad you brought up scholarships. One of the great things that Lutheran Elementary School Association does to help make sure that Lutheran education is accessible. Tell us about what Lutheran Elementary School Association does in terms of making that accessible for families.
Well, that's one of our two main missions as you said, to make our education available to kids from families in all walks of life. We have a program called Building Block Scholarship Fund, and it is a need-based tuition assistance program. We have served in our 14 years of ministry almost 3,200 individual students with about $4.6 million in tuition assistance. And this funding, in addition to the funding that the schools help provide through their fundraising efforts for tuition assistance and the congregations, and of course the families' responsibility, we come together as part of that community of saints and make it possible for many kids who would not be able to access Lutheran education to attend our schools. And we think, we know the difference our schools make in the lives of kids and families, and that's important. It's huge.
Sure. Mm-hmm. What's coming up on the horizon for Lisa?
Well, to pay for some of those scholarships, we have to raise money, and we are having our largest fundraising event on April 7th. Of course, all of our efforts in fundraising are for kids, and we're having our dinner auction, which is a spring gala. This year, we are changing up our usual format a bit. We're adding some culinary interest and a few additional activities that we haven't done in the past, Sarah. It's not your mother's dinner auction this year, but we're having that April 7th at Orlando's in South St. Louis County, and we hope all of your listeners will be interested in attending and supporting not only our scholarship program, but the academic support programs through our educational resources that we provide to our member schools.
I'm guessing we can find info on your website. What's the website?
It is www.lesastl.org, and that's LESASTL.org.
LEASTL.org.
LESA.
LESA. Sorry.
LESASTL.org.
Thank you. We'll provide a link with today's podcast, today's archive
as well.
Sue Namundson, CEO, St. Louis based Lutheran Elementary School Association. Thanks so much for coming and sharing with us and enlightening me on these tax changes.
You're welcome. And thanks again for having me. It's great to be with all of you this morning.
More Coffee Hour in just a moment.